Joining us once again in the studio is the expert in all things Texas politics, Emily Ramshaw, editor of the Texas Tribune. I know that you're involved in Texas politics because you've got a cell phone and you're hammering away on it until the very last minute. Yeah. I guess we should just come clean. You got some breaking news to share.
We are just seeing again on social media that Greg Abbott, the Republican candidate for governor, has apparently backed out of the only scheduled gubernatorial debate, which was supposed to be September 30th in Dallas. And apparently just the early word that we're seeing is that his new debate consultant had concerns about the sort of roundtable forum it was set in. So I imagine they will get another one on the books here in pretty short order. But this is obviously pretty big news this morning, since this is the only debate they have on the books.
Yeah, this just throws all the cards up into the air. I guess traditionally we're looking at the start of the election season, since Labor Day weekend, I guess, is the start of that sort of thing. And I know I saw the first few TV ads from the gubernatorial candidates, at least. Are they telling us anything? Are they telegraphing any messages about what to expect between now and November?
So far, the gubernatorial ads from Wendy Davis, the Democrat in the race, have been incredibly hard-hitting, trying to sort of hit Abbott on issues around court cases he's been involved in where women were raped and were trying to get retribution. She has been really sort of going for the jugular. Greg Abbott's ads, on the other hand, have been, you know, here's my Hispanic mother-in-law talking about what a great guy I am. I mean, you're just seeing a sort of totally different aggressiveness. Obviously, Wendy Davis has a lot more to prove. She's clearly not the front runner in this race. She has to try to shake things up. Abbott really just sort of needs to stay the course and keep that positive imagery up.
Yeah, that's, I guess, that you anticipated my question. Is this going to move the needle? Everyone I've talked to sort of seems to think this is a fait accompli.
You know, I think that the question of whether Wendy Davis would really have to expose something crazy in order for it to move the needle in a great deal. But she has tried to make women's issues the calling card of her campaign with equal pay. Now, anytime you're bringing up rape or issues around abuse of women in a public forum, I think it has the opportunity to move the needle some. But again, with all of this Rick Perry indictment news of the last couple of weeks, her message has been falling flat. There just hasn't been that much attention.
That does seem to be overshadowing everything. I mean, I gather that Rick Perry and another rumored presidential hopeful, Ted Cruz, is going to be up in Dallas for some kind of Defending the American Dream Summit. It's a sort of a hardcore, rock-ribbed conservative sort of conference. And Rand Paul's going to be there as well.
Right, all the guys with Texas connections who could be running for the White House.
Yeah, is this going to be a shootout at the OK Corral? Is that what we're looking at in 2016?
Boy, it would sure be fun for us, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it would be certainly interesting.
You know, I think Ted Cruz is definitely moving in that direction. There was a Politico story today about how he is beefing up his staff with some foreign policy folks, which obviously makes it look like he's headed in that direction. You know, this indictment news puts Perry in a very difficult spot. While he may get an early bump among Republicans who really think this is, you know, a Democratic witch hunt, at the end of the day, you wonder if primary voters would really cast a ballot for somebody who has the word indictment next to their name.
Yeah. Emily Ramshaw is the editor of the Texas Tribune. You can follow her team and all the latest news on this shuffle, especially with this a gubernatorial debate that we are just finding out now, at texastribune.org. That's texastribune.org. Happy Labor Day weekend, Emily.
Thanks so much.